What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Also tomorrow, the president will deliver his first address to both houses of Congress. In his speech, the president will lay out an optimistic vision for the country, crossing traditional lines of party, race, and socioeconomic status. As I said before, the theme will be the renewal of the American spirit.
There he was. That's Sean Spicer, back when he worked at the White House. And here he is now when he works for the First TV. Sean Spicer, how are you doing, sir?
Well, thanks for that stroll down memory lane.
Right? How many years ago was that now?
That's seven years ago. Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't even know what to make of that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Take us back. Take us back to the days before the State of the Union address. Who are you, when you guys were crafting it, who were you talking to?
I will tell you, in all the time I had been with Trump up into that, from the campaign through the transition, that was the at that moment, the single proudest moment that I had in terms of creating a really team-focused, comprehensive product. We had a ton of hands in it. We would sit in the map room and go over versions. We had set up a podium with teleprompter that he could read off of that would be simulated what he would see at the rostrum in there in the house. I have pictures that I posted on Instagram of going over versions with him. He was very interested in every detail. He had thoughts and ideas and statistics. Honest to God, going back now, even thinking of this, and I remember riding with him to the Capitol, riding with him back, and then we went up to the residence. And I was just, I mean, I remember looking at my phone saying, this is David Axelrod's response to you. This is Van Jones. All extremely complimentary. That was one of the best efforts that I had seen him put forward since I had gotten to work with him. Which is a great thing for Trump, but it's also a reminder, Mike, that it's a speech. And yes, you put a lot of time and effort and get a lot of input. It's probably the one that goes across more offices and has more input than anything else. But again, let's be fair. It's a speech. You stand in a stationary position and read off a teleprompter for 35, 40 minutes. And the reason I bring this up is that tonight, that's where the bar is. Can the leader of the free world stand in the same place for 30, 35 minutes and read a speech without falling down or creating a massive gaffe? I mean, think about where the bar is as we head into tonight.
Yeah, it's funny because let's say he makes it, right? Let's say he's able to actually do that. There'll be so many people across the country that'll say, oh, he's fine. He's great. All that Republican stuff is overblown about his health and fitness. Look, he just stood up there for 30 minutes.
I joked, by the way, earlier today, I put out a tweet and I said the White House has announced two intermissions today for the State of the Union. And people are literally replying and saying, is this true? That's where we are, that they might actually believe that there's an intermission that's going to happen tonight.
So that being said, are you surprised that they're even doing one?
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
No, if you, I mean, look, they, in terms of his mental acuity and his physical frailness, he balked at doing the that Super Bowl interview, which, let's face it, was a layup. I get their concerns. Don't get me wrong. I get why they didn't do it. It's one thing to give a speech and to stand in the same place. It's another thing to interact with a reporter who, granted, is basically like a staff member. But at the end of the day, there's too many risks. And so I think if they didn't do this today, they would be facing questions even from a loving and affectionate press corps that they have. So, you know, they had to do this. But it's such a controlled environment. I do think that 9 o'clock at night is pretty late to go if you're Joe Biden. I mean, that's way past your bedtime.
Yeah, no joke. I mean, you say that, but like, no joke. Yes, super controlled. But last year, there was that moment when he said something about what Republicans are doing, and there was like a minute of jeering from the Republicans, and Joe had to kind of come back. There was like a little bit of like, I got to catch the ball and throw it back moment that he butchered. He said something like, oh no, I love the conversion. But like, that's, he meant to say like conversation or something. But so like, there could be some of that he's not prepared for.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, look, I think tonight is going to be a suspension of reality. One, I think you're right. What's that moment? Because I think Republicans, unfortunately, and I'm not a big fan of this at the State of the Union. I do still respect the office. Let him give his speech and then we get our response and go on. But the reality is there's somebody that's going to say something tonight. I mean, if you want to go make a bet somewhere online, I think you're pretty safe that you'll win that one. How he reacts to your point is going to be huge, because once he stops reading the teleprompter, that's when the staff goes into like fetal position mode. And it's like, please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. But I do think that tonight is going to be, we've seen the excerpts and the themes get pushed out by Chief of Staff Jeff Zients. He's talking about that they're going to blame Republicans for the process of the border. They're going to remind people of what the economy looked like before Biden. And I'm like, really? Low interest rates, low unemployment, low inflation, a secure border, energy security. I mean, I cannot believe that they're basically going to just try to pretend that these are not the droids you're looking for, to quote Star Wars.
Yeah, no, that guy's gonna be so frustrating to watch, and especially try to put the spin on the border and not be able to respond immediately. That's gonna be brutal. Take us back to, again, what you first said about working with Trump. So how much of a hand did he have in the overall messaging and the details of his speech? Because I would assume next to none. Not that against him, but just, you know, there's speeches all the time. No. There's speech writers for that reason. So how much of a play did he have?
On a normal speech, you know, people learn his voice and they put it together and he'd go over it if he was going out and giving a speech to an organization or a group or what have you. He was intimately involved in this, intimately. I mean, I have pictures of the drafts that he would go through and say, I don't like this, I wanna add this, let's get this statistic. I mean, we were locked in a room. We had the you know, different policy advisors, legal counsel, congressional affairs, all giving him feedback. He would give us feedback. I want this changed. I want this updated. Insert that stat. Here's a story that I want to tell. I want to point to this guest in the gallery. That's why I was saying it was one of my proudest moments of the White House, because the team worked together better than ever before. He laid out a vision that really was him. It was not a speech written that was handed to him. This was his voice, his vision, his agenda, and it showed.
Gosh, that's really interesting. I'd love to see, I always love the drafting and editing process. Like FDR, it was a day that will live forever or something, and they cross it out and wrote infamy.
I'll tell you, I'll have to recall it entirely, but basically there was a bunch of attacks on Jewish community centers in the weeks leading up to this. And I sat down with the president. I said, Mr. President, there's a lot of people. I've been getting a lot of questions in the briefing room about this. I think maybe at the beginning we start off by addressing these concerns and how your administration is taking this seriously. And that's what is so amazing. I grew up a working class kid from Rhode Island, and I'm in the map room with the president of the United States talking about how he should address not just the nation, Mike, but the world. And it will always go down as a moment that I treasure because of that.
Yeah, it's great. Do you think, and this is not, I'm not meaning to insult Joe here, but do you think Joe is as intimately involved in his speech tonight?
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I think it depends, and I'm not being facetious. I think it depends on the meaning of intimately involved. I think that the people that have been around him, Mike Donilon, Bruce Reed, Anita Dunn, they've been around him forever. I think they know what he should say, and I think he trusts them. So in his version of the of reality, they're giving him a product that he's good with. I don't know that he's crossing stuff out like Trump did and making changes and adding things. I think he might say, can you add something here? But I think there's a very big difference between how he defines intimately involved and that how you and I might define that.
30 seconds. The State of the Union is what?
In peril. If you look at what's happening domestically at our southern border, I think it's very concerning. The idea that fentanyl, trafficking, terrorism, other crime is coming in through our country. I know that the folks on MSNBC, my successor, Jen Psaki, and Joy Reid, and everyone mocked immigration as an issue in my state here in Virginia. There was a Venezuelan that raped a 14-year-old girl. That's nothing to laugh about, nothing to mock. And I think if one side of the country politically doesn't understand that that's an issue, it concerns me. Secondly, I do worry about the threats that we face abroad, whether it's Iran, North Korea, China, even Russia, that we don't have the stature that we did 4 years ago under President Trump. They respected him. They feared him. And it doesn't take much these days to go to war, which is a very scary thought. And so I think we need to make a course correction really quickly this November.
Sean Spicer, host of The Sean Spicer Show, right here on the First TV. Sean, great to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Love that. Love that insight. All right, here it is. State of the Union tonight, right here. First TV. Thanks for watching our pre-show.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.